Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Jade McCarthy, formerly of SportsCenter and ESPN's NFL Sunday Countdown, is now branching out in marvelous ways in a different phase of her career. And I've been working on her to try to get her here on the show. So very excited to have her with us tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. And without further ado, Jade, you're still buried in the football world, even though it's in a different capacity, and we'll get to that. But as we get set to kick off week three in the NFL, what are some of your impressions of the season to date?
You know, the season's been so much fun. And Amy, I have to be honest with you, right? Like, the NFL is one of those leagues that every week you're like, okay, they can't possibly top this. Oh, it can't really get better than this. And then somehow it does. And, you know, I just think about some of the games that we've seen. I mean, probably the thing that stands out the most to me is the Bills and just how dominant that team has been the first 2 weeks of the season. When you look at, they've outscored their opponents like 72 to 20 something, I want to say. I mean, just the numbers are staggering when it comes to what Buffalo has been able to do. I think their matchup this weekend against Miami is one that everybody should have a pink highlighter scribbled across, because you know, it's really going to be a fun one. 2-2-0 teams. It's a divisional game, of course. And I think Tua has really thrived thus far. And sure, there are still questions about that Dolphins team. And there's questions about, you know, Buffalo's secondary. I think if you had to pinpoint somewhere on the Bills that is a question mark, that would probably be it. That was a big question going into the season. And obviously, they have fared exceptionally well, and the defense has played really well. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, what the Miami offense has in store for them. I don't think anybody necessarily thought the Bengals would come out of the gate 0-2.
Right.
Or the Titans would come out of the gate 0-2. Or the Raiders would come out of the gate 0-2. I mean, there are definitely some of these teams that you go, oh, all right, well, that's not necessarily how I thought things were going to start. But, you know, I also think that we all know that it's week two. We're going into week three, of course, tomorrow night, and it's early. Like, know the chances of being an 0-2 team making the playoffs. Like, we all know the numbers are not favorable in that case, but there's a lot of season ahead, and there's a lot to learn about all of these teams in the NFL still.
Yes. So a couple of things that I love about this early part of the season, the first month, is it really is a race to consistency. The first couple teams that can find consistency. But also, as much as I do believe that in pro sports, you are what your record says you are, it's kind of humorous to look around and see the teams, not only those that are 0-2, but then think about the other teams that are 2-0. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2-0, but they've scored two offensive touchdowns. That's it. And some of the other teams, right? Like the New York Giants, and good for them. Yeah. Good for Brian Daboll, who's got that team at 2-0. But also, it's funny to think about the half dozen teams that are undefeated and recognize that there is a wide arc on the spectrum when it comes to 2-0.
Yeah, no, there definitely is. And I think that there's a lot of truth to be told for that. And, you know, it's funny, Mike Tannenbaum of ESPN, of the 33rd team, who I work with there, he and I were on Sirius XM this morning, and we were talking about the Bucks. And, you know, being that 2-0 team, and, you know, Tom Brady sort of getting the New Orleans jinx off of his back. Of course, he hadn't won against the Saints during his tenure in Tampa Bay until he finally beat them last weekend. And one of the things that we were really talking about is that Bucks team and their defense and how dominant they can be.
Yes.
And they're likely going to continue to be if they can stay healthy, right? I mean, health is always part of the equation in the NFL. Like, you have to manage to have a relatively healthy season, because by the end of the season, everybody is banged up. But that Tampa Bay defense, I think, under Todd Bowles, really has a chance to be stellar throughout the course of the season. And the reality is you know that Tom Brady's not going to lose you games. So if they can have a stellar defense and they have Brady out there running the offense, then yeah, they're going to be missing some guys, you know, with the Mike Evans suspension, of course, for one game this weekend against the Packers, and some injuries that they're dealing with on offense. But if they can kind of keep that ship tied together with not too many injuries, you have to like their chances of being standing late in the season, if not into Super Bowl weekend.
We're excited to have a few minutes with Jade McCarthy, who has got an extensive resume. She and I actually worked at ESPN at the same time, but didn't cross paths until after we were both alum. She used to host SportsCenter and was also part of NFL Sunday Countdown, and now has branched out into some other really cool ventures. And you mentioned the 33rd team. So why don't we go there? Because that's obviously just a branch of this NFL fraternity. And in describing it, you said it's a leadership group that you're part of, and it's coaches and it's execs and it's players who want to change the way the game is viewed. What does that mean, Jade?
I think a lot of it is sort of allowing people to have an inside look at football, right? So we have all these different executives, coaches, players who have been involved with the National Football League for decades, right? I mean, this is founded by Mike Tannenbaum, Joe Banner, who I've known for a long time. You know, Joe was the president of the Eagles when I was working in Philadelphia as a sports reporter there. And then he and I crossed paths at ESPN, you know, that whole ESPN alum network, Amy, that you mentioned before. Joe and I are both a part of that as well. And so he introduced me to this group with the 33rd team. And now Mike T, of course, is also with ESPN. So there's a lot of little, like, connect the dots here that you do in this world. But really, we are taking people inside football and sharing it from the lens of people who have been on the inside, whether it's building rosters or calling the plays. You know, Marty Morningwig was on with us this morning, and obviously he has a resume that has a lot of stops, and talking to him about quarterback development, and he has great energy, and it's really insightful to have these conversations with different execs and coaches who have been a part of this game for decades. And some of my favorite conversations are about leadership, or are about, you know, how is the league trending and where do you see things moving? And it's really interesting to have these conversations. And it's great to be a part of sharing those conversations, you know, which we do on our website, the33team.com, and which we do obviously on, you know, SiriusXM when I'm on hosting shows for the group there. So it's definitely an extension in a way of things that I've done in my past. And it feels like it's moving forward too, because it's a growth organization, and that's always a fun part to play a role in.
I can't imagine it's a tough sell when you're talking about working with guys like Bill Parcells, who's a Hall of Fame head coach, or Bill Polian, also a Hall of Famer, even Bill Cowher. A lot of the other guys that are listed on the site are Hall of Famers with such incredible resumes. And it's a job, specifically coaching, in which there is so much pressure. There are only 32 teams in the league, so only 32 head coaches at any one point. And my goodness, we seem to be in a cycle where 25% of them turn over every single year. Whether you've made the playoffs, whether you have a recent Super Bowl on your resume, like Doug Peterson's a good example, or whether in the case of, say, I don't know, David Culley, you were handed a train wreck and you did what you could to bring it together, and those guys played hard for you, but yet you were essentially a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, there's no patience in a league where, look, I mean, the reality is that you talk about the quarterback position in the NFL, and there's no patience for developing quarterbacks, but it's a developmental position in the NFL. Like, if you look at where guys are when they first start, like, look at Tua versus where he was, you know, prior to this season. And you know, there's still questions to be answered, to be sure. But if you look at the player he's been for the first 2 weeks, you might feel like, well, he's grown since, you know, last season. And same thing with Jalen Hurts, right? If you look at Josh Allen and who he was his first season in Buffalo versus who he is now as a player, there's dramatic differences. So it's a developmental position, and, you know, there is no patience in the league. And we can't say that enough, Amy. And the same goes for coaches. And, you know, one of the things that I thought was really interesting, and we were talking about the Bucks before, but the way that Todd Bowles got his second head coaching opportunity, you know, after being at the Jets down there in Tampa Bay, you know, came with Bruce Arians, who they've worked together for decades at this point. And I remember being out in Arizona at the Cardinals with both of them when I was at ESPN doing a feature story on Bruce Arians, and talking to Todd Bowles out there. And, you know, for BA to say, you know what, like, this is an opportunity that Todd Bowles should get, and for it to play out the way it did, I thought was just really intriguing. And I think it's terrific. And, you know, and I hope that Bowles has a tremendous season down there in Tampa Bay. And I think he has a really good shot to. But I thought that that was really interesting, because that's not the way we typically see a handoff in terms of head coaches in the NFL.
Before we leap into Jade's other really cool venture, I want to tell you what it says on her Twitter, at Jade McCarthy. There's a gorgeous photo, Jade, by the way. And you list, in order, speaker, storyteller, sports broadcaster. And I appreciate that sports is on the bottom line there. But it's clear that you have some passions that you want people to know about, and that you have the new opportunities to share. I find that storytelling is an art, and when you understand it, it really becomes a part of your soul. So what do you love about storytelling itself?
Oh, gosh. You know, I have always loved storytelling. I think I fell in love with it as a kid. I mean, it just always felt like it was going to be in me. And I love how you say it becomes part of your soul, because I think it does. And, you know, if you craft stories, and I've done it in different ways, you know, I've done feature stories for television for, gosh, probably more years than I'd like to admit. But, you know, there's that medium of telling stories. There's writing and telling stories. And yes. I've been doing some more writing more recently. And I just do know that there is something fulfilling in my soul when I complete those stories, you know, whether it be on, you know, on a computer, or seeing a feature come to life on a television screen, or finding ways to share people's stories. That's just always been a part of me. And it does have a great fulfillment attached to it for me. There's something really special about it. And, you know, I remember years and years and years ago, when I was a young reporter in Alabama, a photographer that I worked with said to me, you know, when we walk into someone's house or someone's school or whatever it may be, when you're telling somebody's story, that is, like, it's their story, and they are the most important person at that moment. And it doesn't matter, like, what else is going on in your life or anything
right.
else. Like, it's all about them at that point in time. And it's funny, like, you know, over the course of my career, like, I definitely had people say to me, like, can you insert yourself into this story more, or can you be a bigger part of this? And I always felt like, but it's not my story. Like, I'm telling somebody else's story, you know, in this particular instance. And there was something that was really to be treasured about that. And making sure that you identified who that person was, and really trying to have them come to life and have them come across, whether it be the screen or the page or, you know, the radio, if it's something that you're just, you know, closing your eyes and trying to paint the picture of that person.
Jay McCarthy is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio, and she has a variety of ways that she can tell stories, part of the Sports Spectrum family. Now, Sports Spectrum with Jason Romano, been on his podcast a couple of times. He also does a great job giving people a platform to tell stories. But your particular adventure with Sports Spectrum is called Transformed, and I'm going to let you tell us the story behind that story and why this is so important to you.
Yeah, so Jason and I, again, crossed paths at ESPN. We actually did work together some there, but we didn't know each other super, super well. We got to know each other more after ESPN, and one of the things that I shared in a blog post, you know, 1 year after I was laid off by ESPN, you know, a number of years ago, like 100 of us were all laid off on the same day. And one of the things that really helped me get through was leaning more into my faith. And I got really involved with my church. And so I wrote about it, you know, 1 year after the layoff. And Jason read it and reached out to me and said, "Hey, will you come on my podcast? I'd love to share your testimony." And I said, "Sure." So, you know, I went on his podcast and we just kind of kept talking from there. And he was like, "Would you ever be interested in doing any podcasts for us?" And I was like, "Yeah, that could be fun." And, you know, it was a neat way to kind of reconnect with different people and have sort of the conversation that you had in the hallway at ESPN, but not a conversation that you had on the set at ESPN. Jason and I put our heads together and felt like it would be, again, just a fulfilling thing for me to do and something that the Sports Spectrum family was interested in having me do, a podcast for them. It's called Transformed with Jade McCarthy. And I have always, sort of like we talked about with storytelling, Amy, I have always loved those pivotal moments in life. And in sports so often it's like, okay, what's going on, you know, beyond the lines that makes us really interested in this person? And you know, I always use the Olympics as an example for this, because for the most part, like, if I just threw curling up on your television screen, or if I just threw a bobsled race up, like, you might not be like, "Oh, I can't wait to watch this," right? But when you know the story of the guy who's in the bobsled and where he came from and what he's overcome to get there, then all of a sudden you're like, "Yeah, man, I want to see how this goes."
You're invested.
So, yes, it completely invests you. And NBC does a terrific job with these stories, you know, Olympic in, Olympic out. Like, they always do them so well. And it, you know, it's something that I think makes us all care, because, like you said, it invests us in that particular race or competition. And so I've always really enjoyed sharing those stories. And for me, the chance to tie in that faith component, which I have found is sometimes a really significant part of somebody's life and why they operate the way they do, or, you know, why they have gotten to where they are, right? Like, it has gotten them through different aspects of life and different challenges. And we all face different challenges in life. We all face different troubles in life. But it's how we face them and with what faith we have that helps get us through them. So the chance to be able to share those opportunities, those conversations, and really provide what I hope is an opportunity for our listeners for when they have maybe those moments of transformation come in their lives, is something that really excites me. And it's also great because it does, you know, it lends to, like I said, connecting with some of the people that, you know, I worked with along the way at ESPN. I mean, Brian Dawkins came on recently on Transformed, and gosh, everything with Doc is so motivating. I mean,
he's really passionate.
He is. And, like, I mean, you just want to run through a wall for him. Like, you just do. I mean, there is just no doubt about it. I'm so fortunate that he came on Transformed, and he and I had shared a conversation for the Sports Spectrum podcast probably about a year ago as well. So I'm, you know, really grateful that he makes the time when I say, "Hey, Brian, would you do this?" And just to share those conversations with others. So it's really been a rewarding venture, and it's something that has been on my heart to have those conversations and to be forward about my faith and that aspect of my life.
I can imagine now looking back, you recognize what a turning point it was when your career took that drastic turn and you were part of layoffs. But I often love when people look back at a moment that maybe it was a turn. It was something they weren't expecting. It was a curveball, if you will. And yet what came after that? We can see that moment as an opportunity, actually, more than it was at the time feeling like it was a negative or it was a failure.
Yeah. And, you know, I think what's so interesting is that when change happens in our life, it's all through the lens in which we view it, right? Because whether you take a new job or you lose a job, there's change coming. It's just that you're viewing it a different way when it's something that you choose. And I think so often, you know, if we can take a step back and, you know, take off either the rose colored glasses or the glasses that you want to put on to hide from a bad day, you know, it just means, okay, like if I don't like what I'm dealing with right now, or if it's not working the way it needs to be working, then I just need to find a way to create more change. Accept the change that has happened, whether I chose it or not, and find a way to move forward in a way that is going to be, you know, beneficial for those around me and myself.
It is honestly, as you point out, all about perspective, but also I think that hindsight is so powerful, because when you can look back and see how at one point in my life this happened and yet it led to this, sometimes it gives you a perspective where, okay, not every change, maybe it wasn't expected, but not every change is a negative. And I survived that and it made me stronger, or God brought me through this and look where I ended up and look what plan he had for me. Yeah, it definitely is. I think that comes with age too, which is one of the reasons why I tell people I don't mind being old, because what I know now versus what I knew when I was in my 20s.
Yes, totally. And I do think that, like, you know, being reflective of that faithfulness is so important, right? Because, you know, there's always going to be challenge. There's always going to be trouble. That's just part of this world that we live in. And to be able to look back and go, okay, I'm dealing with this now, but if I reflect on what God has already brought me through, then yes, he can bring me through this too. So I really think that introspection and that recognition of what has already come can help get us through, you know, what currently is, and, you know, and like, don't even get into like what will be, because there's enough that like we're all dealing with on like one particular day to not have to like think way too far down the road.
Oh, so true. I'm actually glad I don't know the future, because I think that would be way too overwhelming. So if you would like to be inspired more, Jayden McCarthy's Transformed is on the Sports Spectrum platform. And not only do they have a Twitter handle, but if you go to Jade's Twitter at Jayden McCarthy, you can see links there. And the Brian Dawkins, you want to be inspired. Well, okay. And also a recent conversation with Bryce Young's dad, Craig. In addition, it's the 33rd team. I don't know how you have time to do all of this, Jade, but I'm very impressed that you stay so measured, plus being a wife and a mom. Do you sleep, I guess, would be my question.
I do, you know, sometimes more than others. Let's just say it's football season. So, you know,
yes,
if anything starts to fall off, right, it's always sleep.
sleep is optional. JadeMcCarthy.com. And Jade, I hope we can do this again. Fantastic to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, great to be with you, Amy. Continued blessings and best of luck to you.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Home or away, catch all the MLB action this season with live and on-demand content across all your devices. Enjoy MLB Big Inning, select pregame and postgame coverage, and an expanded library of highlights and content. Never miss a moment of the action with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply.
Ready to improve your bottom line? The Room can match you with a top financial analyst. Trusted by small businesses, startups, and entrepreneurs, The Room's virtual financial analysts are highly trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Drive business growth with a virtual financial analyst from The Room. It's like listening to all the financial podcasts rolled into one. Get started today at trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas. Whatever your wildest dreams, if you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.